It's MKFM. Delighted to be joined by learning manager at Bletchley Park, Lily Dean. Lily, how are you?
I'm well, thank you, Michael. Hello.
Good. Lovely to speak to you. How is everything at Bletchley Park at the moment? Are you busy?
Yeah, we are really busy, and you know, I think we're really enjoying. We've had some lovely weather the last few days,
yeah.
So it's been lovely to see people out enjoying the park in this autumnal weather.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about your role. You are learning manager. What does that involve?
So I'm in charge of putting on activities and opportunities for children, young people. So during the school term time, that's inviting schools to come to visit us and get to do some code breaking and to explore the site and all the different exhibitions and interactives we have to look at. And then in the summer holidays and the school holidays, that's opportunities for families to come visit us, and we put on extra activities and things for them to do.
Nice. And our school holiday coming up, it's half term in a couple of weeks, isn't it?
We have got half term in a couple of weeks, yes. So we're putting on some different things for families to come and have a go with. So on the Monday the 24th and Friday the 28th of October, we're running our family tours. So these are really fun, they're fast-paced, interactive tours where there's opportunities to dress up, a little bit of audience participation if you want to. There's no pressure, but it's really good if you've got young children to find out a little bit about what happened here at Bletchley Park during the war, but with dressing up as well.
Great. Yeah, I'm sure kids absolutely love that.
Yeah, absolutely. And then on Tuesday 25th, Wednesday 26th and Thursday 27th, we're running some hands-on creative arty activities linked to our exhibition, The Art of Data. So The Art of Data is a temporary exhibition, and it's looking at the fact that all around us we see data. We don't really think about it, but you might see it on the news or from around someone shows you something. And there's quite a lot of beauty to that data, and there's a lot that we can understand by looking at it. Sounds a bit dry, but when you come to see the exhibition, you'll see there's things like, for example, there are jewellery that's been made by taking data about the air pollution over Sheffield during certain weeks. And it's such beautiful work that the artists made. We've been inspired by that to think actually we could create our own jewellery
inspired by the data.
So that's what we're putting on for children and families to come have a go at. And there's some other activities they can do around the painting or adding some weaving, and all these things will help us create a picture of people. They can add their own bits of data to our art that we're creating over those days. So that should be really fun and really interesting, something a little bit different.
Fantastic. I imagine it's something that, you know, is good to be aware of as well, because data can be so easily misrepresented, can't it? So knowing what to look out for, I imagine, is really useful for people.
It's really good. And we have a section in our exhibition all about that, where you can look at some data and decide, has this been skewed some way? Has someone come to this with a certain thought? And that's really good for young people to start thinking about, because when we sort of become adults, we start looking at data, and we really need to use those kind of ideas about whether that data is relevant and if it's really correct.
Absolutely. Is there anything else you're working on during half term?
Yes, so we'll have our family mission packs, so you can purchase these from admissions and head on around the park. There's lots of different challenges to do, things you need to find around the park, and also stamps you need to find. So you need to find certain locations to stamp your pass to make sure that you're a proper code breaker. So that's a really good thing to pick up as you come to admissions.
Fantastic. So loads to be doing with the kids during half term. And if you live here in Milton Keynes, you get discounted entry as well, don't you?
You do. So if you're within 10 miles of Bletchley Park, it's 50% off admission, and also under 12s are free if anywhere in the country. So it's really good for families. You can really have a smaller cost there if you are within the local area.
A really fantastic day out. So if you are looking for something to do during half term, I would highly recommend it. What else is coming up the rest of the year, Lily? Are you going to be busy in the next few months?
Yes, definitely. And as we look forward to Christmas, we will be doing Christmas here at Bletchley Park. So we decorate around the park. And also Father Christmas will be coming to visit us this year. So you can book in to visit him when he comes in our grotto, which will start from the end of November. And there'll be other things happening in the park, like I believe we'll be having a special Christmas trail to explore when you're visiting Father Christmas.
Oh, so much going on, so much going on. You can find out everything you need to know about all of that on the Bletchley Park website. And Lily Dean is learning manager. Lily, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Keep up the great work at Bletchley Park.
Thank you, Michael.